Saving the little things we remove from our bodies comes from our natural curiosity. We all have it. We're curious about ourselves, we're curious about our bodies, so we're curious about all the little parts that we clip, snip, pluck, pull, or pick off of ourselves. Toenail clippings are a good example. I'll set the scene for you. You're sitting on the bed at home one night, and something really shitty comes on TV, like a regularly scheduled primetime network program. And you think, well, I'm not going to watch Raymond Blows the Milkman. I'm going to clip my fucking toenails. So you start to clip your toenails, and every time you clip one of them, the little clipped part flies several feet away. You notice that? These little things fly all over the bed. So when you're finished clipping, you have to gather them all back into a little pile. You can't leave them all over the bed. They make little dents in your legs. You don't need that. You have to gather them back into a pile. And you ever notice this? The bigger the pile gets, the more pride you have in the pile. Look at this, honey. The biggest pile of toenail clippings we've had in this house since the day the big bopper died. Get the fucking camcorder. Call the Museum of Natural History. Tell them we have a good idea for one of those diorama things. And then you search the bed for the largest clipping of all, the biggest one you can find, usually from the big toe. And you bend it for a while, don't you? Yes, you do. You bend it, you squeeze it, you play with it. You have to. Why? Because you can. Because it's still lively and viable. It just came off of your body. There's still moisture in it. It's almost alive. And sometimes I save my toenail clippings overnight. Do you ever do that? You put on an ashtray and try to save them till the morning? It's no use. They're no good in the morning. They're too dry. You can't bend them. I say fuck 'em. Throw 'em away. Who needs unbendable toenails? Not me. I'm not that sick. I don't need parts that badly. No, sir. Little things, folks. Little things you pick off your body and your curiosity about them, especially if it's something you can't really see before you pick it off. For instance, you know how sometimes you're picking your ass? You know what I mean, just standing out in the driveway, idly picking your ass. And as you're picking and probing, you come across something that seems to be a small object. And let's be real here, folks. After you manage to pull it free, don't you smell it? Just a little bit? Sure you do. You have to. It's only natural. And you get excited. Honey, come here. Look. You want a couple of hits off of this thing while it's still fresh? Remind me something, baby. Did we eat at Fatburger this week? We did. Well, I don't remember ordering anything that smelled like this. I believe this is a shit burger. You know, tastes like a burger, smells like shit. Actually, it smells more like Ethel Merman. Call that Andrew Lloyd Webber fellow. Tell him we have a great idea for one of those fine shows he's always putting on Broadway. Then, give me the scrapbook, baby. This son of a bitch is going right next to that Lithuanian toe jam we found at the Olympics. It's an exciting moment the whole family can enjoy.